You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. It is Monday. I'm sorry to announce it is Monday. And sadly, that is the official beginning of your wage slave work week. But what better way to start it off than an edition of the Daily Nationalist and joining us here on Radio Albion. As you all well know, I start off every show reminding you of our Sven Longshanks support links. I realize you probably get tired of hearing it, but it is my obligation. It is my duty. It is my duty and my honor to remind y'all to drop him a postcard, maybe an email or something. He does very much appreciate it. I will keep you up to date as far as any new news concerning Sven when it does come about, but I have stayed in regular contact with him, and he is doing. He's doing okay, as well as can be expected. So again, I do want to remind you to, if you get a chance, drop him a note or something. It really makes a difference. Well, we're making a difference. We're starting your work week off, and I do have a new story. Believe it or not, this won't just be random rambling. And today's story comes from Yahoo News, but it's actually originally sourced from USA Today. And the headline is "Millions Blocked from Porn Sites as Free Speech Child Safety Debate Rages Across U.S." A high-stakes battle over pornography, child safety, and free speech is heating up across the nation, with more than a half a dozen states passing age verification laws aimed at halting minors from accessing Pornhub and other adult websites. Texas is among seven states to pass some form of the controversial legislation, which effectively blocks millions of adult video enthusiasts, commonly known as Coomers. That part isn't from the article. From entering Pornhub's site unless they can prove they are at least 18 years old. Attorneys and advocates for porn sites argue that the laws are not just prohibiting minors, but adults too. Pornhub says it had no choice but, quote, to completely disable access to our website in Texas in order to reduce the risk of hefty fines and penalties. Now, the reason I chose this story is, as we go through it, they really press down on the First Amendment. All of a sudden, you see, free speech is back. It's all about porn. This is amazing to me in the context. Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. The audacity of it all amazes me in the context of, we've had literally years now of freedom of speech in the context of speaking against the establishment, criticizing the government, criticizing, all the way, the entire system. People have been banned. We've seen the government telling social media companies who to ban, sometimes people with only a handful of followers. We've seen free speech suppressed in every aspect of the political spectrum. And yet, all of a sudden, as we go through this article, all these free speech advocates come out of the woodwork because Pornhub, you see, there's your First Amendment. There's your free speech. I've come to the conclusion, and this is a hard pill for me to swallow. And honestly, as I talk about this, if I'm being honest, if Sven was with me right now on the show, he'd wind up arguing with me, and I'm sure he would disagree with me, and that's fine. You see, that's part of intellectual honesty. You don't have to, like, demand people around you agree with you 100% of the time. You can disagree on a certain topic and still agree on others and just keep moving forward. It's a mistake to have. I see people and they'll be like, oh, I can't have anything to do with that person. Why? Well, they disagreed with me on this one topic. That's silly. It's intellectually immature. Don't do that stuff. But I think something a hard, a bitter pill to swallow, and it was bitter for me to swallow, is that these notions, things such as freedom of speech, it's a lie. You know, I mean, we talk about it and we talk about having a freedom of speech and the importance of the First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, we really, it's a bitter pill to swallow, but it was a lie. You look at protesting. Oh, you have the right to peacefully protest, but you don't. Now, conservatives will sit here and bitch and moan and complain and say, well, there, it's a double standard. It's a double standard, but it's not a double standard. You have to, at some point, accept the fact that this was the intention all along. They championed free speech and made it about pornography and them speaking against traditional values, Christianity, morals, the family. But now that they have all of this power and they're obviously very, very confident in wielding this power, it's all gone off the table. It's not a matter of double standard. It's a matter of they were lying to us to begin with. And again, that's a hard, that's a bitter pill to swallow when you've been told your whole life that these things are part of who we are and our values, and this is what makes America great. And you just have to wrap your mind around that from the very beginning, it was a lie meant to subvert, you know, meant to subvert society from the get-go. And I think a story like this really highlights that fact. Does anybody really think that when the First Amendment of the Constitution was written, that the founding fathers were thinking about Pornhub, of all things, about porn sites? Now, I have no problem with this law Texas has passed. I think all pornography should be outlawed. Then the libertarians come out and say, oh, adults should be able to access anything they want to. And I say, bullshit. This sort of libertarian gibberish is what has led us to be where we are today. People sit around, namely conservatives, bless their hearts, they sit around and look at the state of society today, and they complain about it, but they're completely unwilling to really look at how did we get here? You know, how are we here? And part of this is this adoption of certain elements of this libertarian ideology. Well, adults ought to be able to access whatever they want to. They're free, consenting adults, you know, individual human beings, no matter how destructive it is to society. Really, we should destroy society so people can be coomers and stare at Pornhub all day. And they bring this whole article, by the way, is written like it's an advertisement for Pornhub. I'm sure that's not by coincidence. And it's amazing that you have an article like this that centers on this. And nobody writing the article, which if people like me were allowed to write these articles, I would. But nobody in the article comes up and says, hey, the porn industry is a multi-billion-dollar a year industry. And yet you can go to Pornhub or any of these other porn sites and access this pornography for free. How does that work? What is the point of that? How is that even a viable business model? And why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? Oh, every individual adult ought to be able to just make whatever decisions they want to do, no matter how disruptive, no matter how detrimental to society as a whole that it is. And the flip side of that coin is if these porn producing people just are trying to meet the needs of individuals and there's no other agenda here, then why is it available for free? There's a question. See, the common denominator is that it destroys values. It destroys people mentally, spiritually, and it ultimately is a key role in destroying society as a whole. Now, because people have internalized this nonsense and are unable to actually think about it, all of this always has to be framed as, well, we're doing it to protect children. We're doing it to protect children. We got to do this to protect children, that they're not accessing porn, which is a silly argument. I mean, it really is. I mean, let's be honest. it's not that hard to get around this. Oh, Pornhub, this whole article. Oh, Pornhub is blocking access from Texas. As if teenagers don't know how to use a VPN. I mean, come on now. It's kind of all a part of the theater. But it all has to be framed about protecting children. Nobody's even willing to stand up and say, well, I don't think anybody should be able to look at porn, even if regular adults want to look at it. Yes, because it's destructive to society, and that's demonstrable. Nobody can give an argument of how pornography is a positive, contributes positively to the society as a whole. You can't make that argument because it doesn't. In addition to Texas, Pornhub has reluctantly blocked site access for people in other states with age verification laws, including Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. Quote, we are fighting not only for the rights of our members and the larger adult entertainment community, but for the right of all Americans to access constitutionally protected expression in the privacy of their own homes, said Allison Bowden, executive director of Free Speech Coalition, a national advocacy organization for the First Amendment rights of adult businesses. The group filed a lawsuit, of course, in federal court last year over what it called an anti-porn ban by Utah lawmakers. See, the First Amendment pops back up, doesn't it? You see how this is a lie? Is it the First Amendment? All of a sudden, you've got groups out here. They're filing lawsuits. They're fighting for your First Amendment rights to be a coomer and stare at porn all day. But yet, political speech, which should be the free speech that matters, political speech is basically completely, well, in many practical terms, I don't want to say complete. I want to try to stay as accurate as I can. But it is very much restricted. We'll put it that way. It is very much restricted in this country. Where are the groups? It's like the ACLU. You have the ACLU and somebody comes up and says, oh, well, the government shouldn't, I don't know, give illegal aliens $2,200 a month in cash for, you know, just for arriving somehow. And boy, you'll have the ACLU come up and say, you can't block that. That's their constitutionally protected right, even though they're not actual citizens. Meanwhile, the actual citizens of the country are having their alleged constitutional rights shredded. And these groups never come forward. Figure it out. The whole thing's a scam. It's a scam. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican, sued Pornhub's parent company, ALO, in February to force them to comply with HB 1181 law. Paxton also threatened the company with millions of dollars in civil penalties, including up to $10,000 a day for noncompliance, and $250,000 if a child is exposed to pornographic content due to not properly verifying a user's age. Texas has a right to protect its children from the detrimental effects of pornographic content, Paxton said in announcing the suit. I look forward to holding any companies accountable that violate our age verification laws intended to prevent minors from being exposed to harmful, obscene material on the internet. The Texas case illuminates similar restrictions on pornography websites across the U.S., and it shines a light on the debate over the balance between keeping children safe online and free speech protections guaranteed by the First Amendment. Free speech. See, it's all about porn. We're going to talk about, finally, we're going to have an article really getting into the First Amendment and free speech. Only it's about porn. Now, you know I'm skeptical about any politician. It's all theater. They're all bought and paid for. I will say this, though. Out of all the politicians, Ken Paxton is actually, I mean, He's one of the better guys. And I say that just from the standpoint that they have spent years trying to take him out. I think it was last year they worked. The Texas legislature tried to impeach the guy over some made up BS. They tried to run the guy out of office, and it's not the first time. They've tried to get rid of this guy multiple times. So there is that. There's your little bit of a white pill for you. Now, this quote from Ken Paxton, where he talks about, I look forward to holding any company accountable that violates our age verification laws intended to prevent minors from being exposed to harmful, obscene material on the internet. Now, here's the problem with that. If the material is harmful and obscene, and I agree that it is, I mean, there's studies that show that looking at pornography regularly actually affects the way your brain functions. So if it's harmful and obscene, why are we just talking about protecting minors from it? Well, adults can make that own decision. Then why do we have drug laws at all? Because, you know, they're adults. They want to individually make that decision. Now, obviously, we have areas in the country now where those aren't enforced, and you've got druggies laying out, sprawled out on the street, on the sidewalk. Needles laying everywhere. Junkies all passed out. Oh, but those people, here's your libertarian utopia. Those people are making that individual decision based on themselves. You don't like drugs? Well, don't do drugs. Those people have a right to do it. And the rest of us get to live in a society that's a filthy hellhole. Forget the society as a whole. You see, it's all about these hyper-individualistic viewpoint. If pornography, like drugs, is overall harmful and obscene, then let's have a discussion about banning it altogether. That should be the real discussion. When Texas goes to Pornhub, I just can't get over the fact that this entire article is written as an advertisement for Pornhub. This is Pornhub advertising in USA Today, and they didn't even have to pay. They didn't have to pay for the advertisement. Free advertising. When Texans go to Pornhub, they find a message that says the law impinges, quote, on the rights of adults to access protected speech. Not only will it not actually protect children, but it will also inevitably reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability to share the artistic messages they want to convey. The artistic messages. The artistic messages they want to convey. Just think about the artist. This is the First Amendment, your freedom of speech. The content creators that are posted on Pornhub. You see, it impacts their ability to share their artistic messages they want to convey. Now, exactly what artistic messages conveyed in, I don't know, Sally Sue takes BBC in her ass. I don't know. You tell me. It's artistic messages. We're worried about content creators now. This in the light of YouTube's, which is a non-pornographic site, YouTube's nanny policy in the way it polices what's allowed to be on YouTube. You know, but all interesting content, basically virtually all interesting content, has disappeared from YouTube. Why? Because it's nannied to death. You know, everything is so censored from the content creators. They're so censored, nobody says anything interesting on YouTube anymore because you're not allowed to say anything. And see, where are these groups? Where are the groups to protect your First Amendment rights? Silence. But we're going to worry about the artistic messages being conveyed by this filth. Pornhub says the only effective solution to protect children and adults is to verify the user's age on their devices and deny or allow them access to age-restricted content and websites based on that verification, according to the message on the site. Until the real solution is offered, we have made the difficult decision to completely disable access to our website in Texas, the adult site's message read. Paxton's office declared victory when the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit determined the Texas law does not violate the First Amendment. Now, you have to wonder if some of this isn't theater in order to get rid of the last vestiges of anonymity on the internet. You know, make everybody verify who they are, present an ID before you can post anything. This makes the government's job of spying on everybody on a broader, you know, in a broader sense, such as what you post on social media or on message boards or wherever you're posting. If they get a federal law passed in the name, of course, of protecting the children, to where you have to verify, because you're not going to verify your age without verifying who you are, right? So you're going to have to present some sort of ID and verify who you are. And they know that if you're posting on here, now Pornhub is saying, well, the thing is, you got to make, instead of we have to verify somehow that it's this person's over 18, you should make it to where whoever the it's verified on the device, on your computer. So you have to have some sort of program on your computer that says you are logged in as this person. And as such, this person is who you say you are. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I can see where this could be theater to get rid of the last vestiges of anonymity on the internet. And by extension of that, they could quash more criticism of the government. If people are criticizing the government and the system, and they know that their information is front and center, anonymity is out the window, that is going to shut people up, you know, as another way to suppress people criticizing this system that they live under. And I don't know that that's going to, if that is the case, and I think it's reasonable to say this could be the angle that this is being played towards as we play out this hypothetical and think through this. I think it's reasonable to say that could be an angle that's at play here with this sort of thing. I don't think that necessarily works out in the manner that they imagine it would. I mean, a lot of people would shut up if their names are directly tied to what they're doing and what they're posting on the internet. But at the same time, it would, in a way, I think, potentially backfire on them, because a lot of what goes on in the like political discussions and discussions of various topics like the COVID vaccines or various other things is you wind up with all of this background noise. You know, I think a lot of it's AI generated, I think a lot of it's bots, but you wind up with all of this background noise that makes it very difficult. One of the ways they've kept the internet under control as far as regulating speech is they just flood it. They just flood it with white noise. They flood it with just BS, you know, just all this background noise. And they kind of just flood it. I mean, the truth, you could still dig around on the internet and find it, but it's so buried in all of this other nonsense. Well, if there is some sort of verification where people are having to verify that they're actual people, then that's going to undermine their ability to produce and generate the background noise, the white noise that drowns all the facts and the truth and the useful information out, isn't it? It's going to potentially drown all that out. I'm sure they would wind up just making a loophole where they could do that anyway. It would only apply to you. Imagine that. But it is a potential way that could like blow up in their faces. I don't assign these people this omnipotent, you know, this level of omnipotence that a lot of people do. You get talking about this and people just get way out there, you know. So black pill their way out there. They've thought that through and they have a way and they're going to do this and you'll never have a chance. I don't. They're just people. They're not all powerful. And in fact, I don't even think they're particularly that smart and that clever. I think it's quite possible they haven't even thought that part through yet. This just seems like a good idea to shut people up, which maybe in the short term it would, but it also is going to limit their ability then to drown everything out in white noise. Furthermore, the people that will continue to speak the truth with their real identities front and center are going to be, how do I want to put it, a lot more dedicated to that truth, a lot less likely to just start spamming, you know, just yelling and screaming into the ether, and instead putting forth reasoned arguments, well thought out arguments, with facts to back these things up rather than just screaming and calling people names. I could see several ways that angle could actually not work out the way they think it will. The laws and pushback from the porn industry cast light on the debate over free speech and child safety. The Free Speech Coalition sued Texas over the latest law, arguing infringement on freedom of speech. We can all work to keep minors from accessing adult content, but allowing the government to dictate this line from supposed free speech advocacy group, you have to savor this. You have to savor the chutzpah. You have to savor the irony of saying this with a straight face. This is how stupid they think people are. We can all work together to keep minors from accessing adult content, but allowing the government to dictate what information adults can see is unconscionable and unconstitutional, according to Bowden. Really? Really? People that were filming empty hospitals during the alleged COVID pandemic that were arrested for that. Was that unconscionable? Was that maybe an infringement? People who were putting out actual medical data showing that all this was a hoax, those people were banned. Many of them lost their jobs, harassed. What about those people? Is it perhaps unconscionable the way they were treated? All of a sudden, you have these free speech advocates, quote unquote, crawling out of the woodwork when it's about porn. When it's about porn, all of a sudden, now free speech is back. Now free speech is suddenly they've rediscovered their love for free speech. Now all of a sudden, there's a group to come forward and file a lawsuit. Oh my gosh, you can't limit people's free speech to access porn. Again, I think this highlights the lie that we lived our whole lives under with free speech. I remember all these different. Remember when the quote-unquote artist put a crucifix in a jar of piss and people were outraged? And yet they said, oh, wait, this is the price you pay, you see. Your First Amendment. This is their free speech. It was a lie from the beginning. You have to accept that. It was a lie from the beginning. Of course, since it was a lie, of course, you're not going to get some sort of leeway in that because it was based in deception. A statement from the coalition following the recent court decision allowing Texas to uphold the law reads, quote, our battle, of course, is just beginning. Unfortunately, we've already seen how this designation has been weaponized to censor and ban LGBTQ+, literature, reproductive rights resources, sex education, art, and healthcare. Sexual expression, online and off, has been and continues to be the canary in the coal mine of free speech. Which, of course, is just bullshit. That's just unadulterated. I'm sorry, it's just unadulterated BS. The canary in the coal mine is, are you allowed to criticize the government? Are you allowed to criticize the system? Are you allowed to criticize these institutions? And we already know that. The canary had been dead a long time. The canary had been dead for years now. It's in your face. And you have this person, these people pop up and act like, oh, this is a new thing. It's a new affront. Suddenly freedom of speech is under attack. And you're not supposed to notice the mass bannings. You're not supposed to notice, you're supposed to forget all about the papers that were released that showed the government was telling these social media companies, specific people, be sure and ban this person. Be sure when this person pops up, you ban this person. We don't like what they're saying. Oh, but porn is the canary in the coal mine. Do you get it yet? It's a lie. It is all a lie from the beginning. We were sold a bill of goods. We were bamboozled. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand when the First Amendment was written way back then, when the Founding Fathers, you know, wrote that into the Constitution, they had good intentions. But we have to look at good intentions aside. We have to look at where we're at. We have to look at this outcome of where this is wound up. These enlightenment quote unquote values that have been promoted. And we're looking at the end stage of that now. And look, you know, I'm one of the biggest live and let live type of people. I really am. I'm one of the biggest believers in you know, live and let live, you know, what other people are doing. You know, I'm not a nosy, I'm not a busybody in people's business. But there are some things that are just overwhelmingly, obviously, only serve the purpose of destroying society, destroying family, destroying people's morality. I mean, this is observable reality. And this is the problem, again, with ideologies. You know, people, you can sit here and say, oh, look, I'm a live and let live person. And, you know, as long as people aren't hurting other people, you know, I'm pretty much a, hey, leave people alone. And so people wind up married to an ideology like libertarianism, for example. Only the problem is the ideology then is, because if you're being wed to this ideology, you have to ignore the fact that you have things that are just completely destroying society. And you say, well, I can't go against my ideology. I can't use any common sense and look and say, no, this is a bad thing. We can't allow this. To sit here with a straight face and to claim that pornography, that an outfit such as Pornhub, since they made a complete, they use Pornhub as front and center as an advertisement in this entire article, an advertisement for Pornhub, to, you've got an outfit like Pornhub and there is no argument for what positive thing it brings to society. Nobody in good faith making a good faith argument can claim that Pornhub is contributing anything of positive value to society as a whole. There is no argument to be made here. They can't make that argument. That's why they're using these vague, ill-defined, you know, ideals or expression, the artistic expression, the message that our artists are trying to convey by taking a dick in their ass. You know, I'm sorry, we've got to call it for what it is. They sit here and try to muddy everything up and put up a big cloud and a veil and pretend like they're fighting for some sort of ideal, because there's nothing positive brought to society by an outfit such as this. And it's intentional. It is absolutely 100% intentional. Here's the thing they don't mention. Well, there's a lot of things, obviously, we're covering today that they don't mention. Pornhub, in this case, they're whining about this age verification law, aren't they? There's the whole point of, oh, this is a big spread, oh, free speech. You know how they could easily comply with this law? They could easily comply with this law and there would be no problem. You know how they could do that? By charging for their content. Put the entirety of your porno website behind a paywall. And for people to pay, they present a credit card and pay to, so they pay a monthly subscription so they can be coomers. The problem solved, and Pornhub would make more money, wouldn't they? The coomers are going to pay them. You look at these people that pay for these OnlyFans slots. That's all they had to do. Where's the problem? Pornhub could rake in more billions of dollars from people paying them to be a monthly subscriber to look at everything on their site. They make more money and they verified their age because they have their credit card information on file. Problem solved. Looks pretty simple to me. Why are they acting like it's complicated? And the answer is self-evident. They want you looking at this. They want minors. They want everybody looking. That's why it's free. If every porn site was behind a paywall, think of the money these people would make, because people would still pay to look at it. The people that want to look at it would pay to look at it. You say, well, people would be embarrassed. Well, you know, people, look, back in the day, the only pornography you could get were those magazines, you know? You had Playboy, and then you went down the higher, you went up, I guess you would say, however you want to look at it. You ascended the hierarchy of degeneracy. So you started on the bottom rung with Playboy, you know, which pretended to be kind of highbrow, you know, like, oh, people buy it for these other articles. And then you went up. Then you had Penthouse, which was a lot more hardcore. And then you got to Hustler and other, and it just other outright rank publications. But people went, and they still went, and they still paid for this trash. You know, they went to the store. They might be embarrassed if they're in a small town, but they go and they pay for these magazines. This whole thing is theater. All they have to do is charge for the content, put it behind a paywall. Hell, they already, like I said, they already do that with OnlyFans. What's the problem? Put it behind a paywall. The porno companies are making more money. Why is it that they're so bound and determined that it be free, that everybody can access it for free, anytime, 24/7, free porn for everybody, when it's in their financial interest to just put it behind a paywall? They can easily comply with the law. They're verifying people's age because they're having to submit a credit card. Voila, problem solved, but they don't. They don't, and it's intentional because they do want everybody accessing this. And obviously the incentive here is not money. The incentive is they know it's destructive to society. It's intentional. They're destroying society on purpose. They're destroying people's morality on purpose. There, like I said earlier, I referenced earlier, there's studies out there that show that pornography, basically, to put it in rough terms, rewires your brain. That's not really correct. Your brain's not wired, but it does change the way your brain functions. It affects you mentally, like with your brain itself. How much more so physically? How much more so spiritually? How much more does it twist people's view of other people, of sex, of the way they're supposed to relate to other people? You see, it twists all of that up. And this argument here that they're making just shows that that's not a bug. It's a feature. That's why they're doing it. That's the only reason they would be arguing for free porn in the guise of free speech. We're going to wrap up on that note. I hate to kick your work week off with a vulgar topic. But it's worth thinking about these things. I think one of the biggest questions people should ask on this sort of thing is if the porn industry is a multi-billion dollar a year industry, why are they giving it away for free? And this story highlights that that's intentional. They're doing it for free, intentional. So they have another purpose here. They could comply with this law by putting it behind the paywall. They would make more money. What's the argument to be made? So obviously, it's not about making money. It's about another agenda entirely. We'll wrap up on that note. I hope you get a chance. I'll be back tomorrow for the Parish of the Patriots. Hope you'll get a chance to check it out. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, of course, takes over Radio Albion on Wednesdays and Thursday as the Orthodox Nationalists will be up on Wednesday. He'll be back with the Daily Nationalist Thursday. I'll be back here on Friday to wrap up your work week. I hope you'll make time to check our content out. And I appreciate you joining me today. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.